Let's open our Bible to the New Testament, 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 4 to 7.
咁我哋打开新约嘅圣经194页，系哥林多前书13章第4至第7节。哥林多前书13章4至7节。
Love is patient, love is kind, and is not jealous.Love does not brag and is not arrogant. It does not act unbecomingly. It does not seek its own. It is not provoked. Does not take into account a wrong suffered. Does not rejoice in unrighteousness, but rejoices with the truth. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things.Love never fails.
爱是恒久忍耐，又有恩慈。爱是不嫉妒，爱是不自夸，不张狂，不作害羞的事，不求自己的益处，不轻易发怒，不计算人的恶，不喜欢不义，只喜欢真理。凡事包容，凡事相信，凡事盼望，凡事忍耐。爱是永不止息。
The word love is a word that everybody knows.
爱这个字呢是人都知道。
But love is one of the many things in life that human beings don't understand.
但是竟然呢，爱是人类的其中一样东西是不懂的。
Recently, I was speaking to a young person who is considering finding a life partner.
过去一个时间呢，我曾都同一个年轻人呢聊天。这个年轻人都是在找着终身的伴侣的。
But the person faces the question, what kind of person is she really looking for?
但是这个人呢就在这里考虑着，究竟一个终身的伴侣，我想找的伴侣是怎样的呢？
And the person says to me frankly,
这个人呢很坦白地跟我说，
I don't know what I want.
我实在都不知道自己想要什么。
Facing the important question of marriage, a human being doesn't know what she wants.
一个人是面对着人生的婚姻的大事，他说我不知道我想要什么。
So love is just one of the many questions that we don't know about.
爱只不过是其中一样东西我们是不懂的。
I've heard another young person told me some years ago.
在几年前有另一个青年人就跟我说。
The young person told me her boyfriend one day forced her to have sex with him.
这个年轻人就说，有一次她的男朋友逼她跟她发生性关系。
The girl, inexperienced, didn't know how to say no.
这个女孩子因为没经验，都不知道怎么拒绝她。
After the act, the girl said, why did you do that?
发生了关系之后，这个女孩子就说，为什么你做埋啲咁嘅事。
And the boy said, because I love you.
个男仔又话，因为我爱你嘛。
So for many people muddled in the spiritual understanding, sex means love.
有好多人咧思想上好混淆，佢哋以为爱咧就系性爱。
Today I want to mention three things many people mistake to be love, but are not love.
今日咧，我想。点出三点，就是人一般以为咁样就是爱，但其实不是。
These three things give the feeling and the impression that they are love, but they are not love.
呢三点一般都会俾到人以为咁样就是爱，但其实不是爱。
Can you tell the difference?
唔知道你可唔可以睇出个分别呢
？Today we want to learn together how to tell the difference between true love and things.That are not love.
今天我们就想学一下真的爱是什么，不是真的又是怎样。
The first thing I want to talk about is affection.
第一点我想讲的就是关于感情。
That you have a gentle affection towards a particular person.
就是说你喜欢某一个人。
But affection is not love.
但是感情或者喜欢不是爱来的。
Oxford Dictionary defines affection as having a gentle feeling of liking for somebody.
在一个牛津字典的定义就是感情就是喜欢一个人。
It is a feeling of liking.
就是对一个人有一个好感。
Now, first of all, it is very natural for all of us to be attracted to another person because of his or her physical features.
假如我们是被一个人他的外貌吸引住我们呢，那是很正常的。
Physical features include the person's eyes.
外貌呢，包括个人双眼。
Some people have eyes that are very, very attractive to you.
有些人天生雙眼呢是非常有吸引力的。
And what about the person's voice?
或者是個人的聲線呢?
For girls or women, a good voice is very attractive.
但對一個女孩子來說呢，聽到一個悦耳的聲線呢是很吸引的。
For some people, the person's neck is very attractive.
對有些人來說，他特別是覺得某人的頸部是很吸引。
Maybe not to you.
或者對你不是。
How can a neck of a person have any sexual appeal?
一條頸又怎會有什麼吸引力呢?
For some people, a neck and with Adam's apple on the neck is very sexy.
但是對有些人來說，看到有些人的頸部和那個喉轄呢，又覺得很性感喔。
Of course, people find another person's bumps or her breasts very sexy.
或者有些人呢，留意到別人的肩部啊、臀部啊、或者是胸膛啊，會覺得很性感。
Not only physical features, but many of us are attracted to another person because of the way he or she walks.
但不單止一些外貌的 各方面呢，有些人呢覺得某人行路的步姿也很吸引。
A girl likes a boy because of the way he laughs.
一个男仔中意一个女仔，可能咧喜欢佢嗰种笑声。
A girl likes a boy because of the way he plays the keyboard or the guitar.
一个男仔喜欢个女仔，可能就系睇到佢咧弹琴嗰个姿势。
But to have an affection for another person goes beyond physical features.
但系一个感情咧。喜歡一個人、喜歡一個人呢，也都可以是超過了一個外貌的。
You have an affection for someone when something about the person's personality is attractive to you.
你喜歡一個人可能是因為你喜歡他的性格。
And personality is quite abstract.
而性格呢本身是很抽象。
And all these things make you like the person.
這些東西炒在一起呢，你就會覺得那個人很有吸引力。
But affection is a feeling of liking.
所以感情其实是一种好感啊，中意一个人。
But feeling of liking is not love.
但是中意一个人呢，本身不是爱。
Because feeling is unstable, changing, and therefore unreliable.
因为中意是一种感觉，感觉呢是不稳定的，是会变的，是不可靠。
Now this first point is perhaps the easiest point to understand.
我相信呢个第一点咧都系最容易明白。
I rush on to my second point.
咁我继续讲第二点啦。
Making love is not love.
性爱做爱唔系爱。
Although the word sex means making love, it is not love.
虽然性爱有个爱字咧，但系佢唔系爱。
When there is no commitment between two persons.
當兩個人之間沒有承擔的話呢?
When there is no respect and gentleness between two persons,
當兩個人之間是沒有彼此的尊重和溫柔對待呢?
Making love itself is sensual pleasure.
做愛本身呢，只不過是純粹一種快感來的啫。
Sensual because it has to do with our body parts.
因為呢，跟我們身體的感官有關。
The sensation of intimacy between two humans is very pleasurable.
兩個人之間親熱咧，本身係會俾到你快感。
But sensual pleasure is not love.
但係咧，快感本身唔係愛。
Sensual pleasure is impulsive.
快感係衝動嘅。
Sex is often lacking in self-control.
性愛本身咧，往往都係冇自制嘅。
Sex is very, very often selfish.
而往往呢，性愛本身呢，是自私的。
For these reasons, making love is not love.
因為這些種種原因，做愛本身不是等於愛。
But when there is marriage commitment between husband and wife,
但是假如兩夫妻之間這個婚姻裡面是彼此承擔，
When there is respect between husband and wife,
當丈夫妻子之間有互相的尊重，
When there is gentleness between a man and a woman,
而兩個人之間彼此是溫柔的對待的話，
I mention commitment, respect and gentleness for a reason.
我提到承擔啊尊重啊温柔呢是有原因的。
It's no use to get married when you don't respect each other.
因為如果你們彼此都沒有尊重的話，結婚都是沒有用的。
While marriage is good, it doesn't guarantee happiness.
婚姻是好的，但是呢不一定你會快樂的。
What good is a marriage commitment when there is no gentleness between man and woman?
婚姻如果沒有彼此的温柔呢，那婚姻有什麼好呢？
But when there is a marriage commitment, respect and gentleness,
當婚姻是有承擔、有尊重、有温柔的話呢？
I tell you, sex is good and profoundly satisfying.
那呢，性愛呢，就是很好的，並且是會得到很大的滿足。
Sex then is pure and beautiful.
在這個情況下，性愛就是很純潔、很美麗。
And this is the way sex should be.
那性愛其實應該是這樣。
But making love itself is not love.
我再說一次，做愛本身不等於愛。
I come to my third point.
我來到第三點。
This third point is perhaps the hardest to understand.
第三點可能是最難明白的。
Even for you adults.
可能對成年人都不容易明白。
My third point is about so-called love.
第三點呢，就是關於所謂愛情。
And what is love? I like to define this so-called love as a special feeling.
我想呢，將第三點這個愛情這個字呢，定義為特別的感覺。
I emphasize the word special.
我要強調這個字特別。
Have you had such special feeling of love?
你有沒有曾經都有過一種特別的感情、愛情呢？
When you have, you know what I'm talking about.
如果曾經你試過，你就知道我講咩。
When you have not, you will find out sooner or later.
如果你太年輕，你未有過愛情的經驗，或者遲些你會經驗到了。
And today, I'm laying a good foundation for your future.
今天呢，我想為你們，為到將來呢，要建一個好的根基。
So-called love is defined as a special feeling that you have found the person you're really looking for.
愛情是什麼呢？愛情就是你有一種特別的感覺，你已經找到一個你夢寐以求的對象。
Before, you may not know what you want.
以前呢，以往你或者不知道自己想要什麼對象。
When that person appears,
但當這個人出現在你眼前，
After 10 years, 20 years,
或者是10年後、20年後，
You have found him or her.
你就感覺得到，這個是了，我找到了。
This is the one.
這個就是了。
I can feel it.
我感覺得到的。
Because the person is fulfilling all my dreams.
因為這個人是滿足了我夢寐以求的那個條件。
Not only the person has good looks.
不單止這個人英俊啊、美麗。
He or she has got very good personality.
佢咧仲有一個好好嘅品性。
Oh, everything about the person is perfect.
呢個人咧，擁有嘅一切咧都係完美嘅。
I found the one.
我找到了。
And you feel you are in love.
但你又感覺到，我墮入愛河啦。
Oh, how many fiction and movie are created around the theme of this so-called love?
有好多嘅電影啊。小說啊，都是圍繞著這個話題主題來到寫。
This so-called love often involves a lot of imagination.
這一種愛情呢，往往呢，都包含了很多的幻想在這裡。
Because you only know the person a tiny bit.
因為呢，你只是認識對方一點點。
But when you look at his eyes,
但當你見到他雙眼，
when you hear his voice,
或聽到他的聲音，
your imagination is at work at the same time.
你的幻想就開始發動了。
So your impression about the person goes beyond what the person really is.
所以你的幻想能帶到你去一個境界，就是 遠遠超過呢個真實嘅人所擁有嘅。
Because of imagination, this love involves often illusion.
因為我哋有啲想像、幻想嘅話咧，所以我哋往往幻想嘅嘢其實都係一種錯覺嚟。
It is based on unfounded hope.
都係冇乜根據嘅希望。
And usually, a lover doesn't find out the facts until after marriage.
往往都是结了婚之后才真真正正认识到对方。
A few days after the wedding, the fact appears.
结了婚几天之后就如梦初醒。
I never imagined he or she is like that.
我从来都没想过对方是这样的。
Who asked you to be so impulsive?
但是谁叫你这么冲动呢?
Who tells you to be so impatient?
谁叫你这么没耐性呢?
Haven't others told you not to rush it?
唔係有人提醒過你唔好咁快嘅咩
？This so-called love involves illusion。
因為呢一種愛情啊，其實係包含咗幻想喺度。
It is not love。
呢個本身唔係愛。
This so-called love shows that we all have a very deep desire for something perfect。
呢一種嘅愛情咧，其實係表示緊一個人嘅內心深處，好想去揾一啲好理想嘅對象。
All humans desire。Profoundly, something good and satisfying.
其實每一個人咧，喺內心嘅深處都好想揾一啲滿足到自己嘅嘢。
Or want love, someone who is good.
你同我咧，好想去揾到一啲好嘅對象。
Someone who cares about you.
想揾到一啲關心自己嘅人。
Someone who respects you.
一個懂得尊重自己嘅人。
Someone who understands you.
一個會明白自己嘅人。
Someone who loves you.
一個會愛自己嘅人。
Well, something similar to so-called love is being love sick.
同愛情有相似嘅咧，就係相思病。
To be love sick, again by the definition in Oxford Dictionary.
害相思病咧，根據牛津字典咧就咁講。
Is that you miss some person so much?That you're unable to function normally anymore.
一個害相思病嘅人咧，就係你掛住一個人，掛到咧牽腸掛肚到咧，你唔能夠好正常咁樣運作嘅。
How can a human being be so sick in love?
一個人啊，有咩可能咁樣去迷戀、痴戀一個人嘅
？Because of imagination.
因為咧係充滿咗幻想。
Why does the English say love sick?
點解英文咧會有呢一個相思病呢回事咧
？Because such a person lacks energy and motivation for other things.
因為咧呢一個咁樣嘅人咧，佢已經再冇心機去做其他嘢啦。
So countless of popular songs go, "We can't really live without you."
咁所以咧，好多流行歌曲咧，啲歌詞咧都係講，我都冇咗你啊，我都係活唔下去啊，我就冇咗你都唔得啦，嗰啲咁嘅歌詞。
Okay, come on, love sickness is not love.
相思病咧，或者痴戀一個人咧，本身唔係愛。
Although to you, the feeling is very real.
有可能咧，對你嚟講呢種感覺咧係好真實嘅。
Hey, come on, feeling is unreliable.
但是我要提醒你感觉是不可靠的。
Because feelings are unstable.
因为感觉是不稳定的。
Feelings are ever changing.
感觉是经常不停变的。
You want to live by feelings, you'll be disappointed. You'll be a wreck.
如果你是靠着感觉来生活的话，你就会有精神病。
The Bible says love is patient, love is kind.
圣经就讲到爱是恒久忍耐又有恩慈。
What the Greek original tells us is that despite a person is going through difficulties, he or she remain very patient still.
圣经的腓立文的原文这两个字的意思就是说，尤其是当你遇到艰难的时候，你仍然能够忍耐下去。
Love is kind in the original means when things and times are difficult.You still decide to do something beneficial to that person.
愛是恩慈的意思咧，就係當你遇到好艱難嘅時候，你仍然會對對方好恩慈。
So the word kind in the Bible is not a feeling but action.
所以喺聖經嚟講咧，恩慈呢個字 並不是一種感覺，而是有行動的。
You don't feel like it, but you do something to benefit the person out of love.
你感覺上就不想又不喜歡的，但是因為你愛他的緣故，你會做一些對對方有益的事。
So the next time you read this portion in the Bible, understand the word kind and patient do not exist in a vacuum.
所以下一次你再看聖經的時候，愛是恆久忍耐又有恩慈，你就知道這個不是在說一些感覺。
Next, the Bible says, Love is not jealous, love does not boast or brag, love is not puffed up with arrogance.
接著聖經就說，愛是不嫉妒，愛是不自誇不張狂。
Next, it says, Love does not act unbecomingly.
接著第五節就說，不作害羞的事。
And the word unbecomingly means that the person doesn't do something disgraceful or indecent.
不作害羞的事的意思就是这个人不会做一些很羞耻的事，很失礼的事。
Even things indecent, the person refuses to do.
或者一些，就算一些很失礼的事，这个人都不想做。
Because he or she doesn't want to offend or harm people around him.
这个人不想做一些伤害周围的人的事。
Next, love does not seek its own.
跟着就说，爱不求自己的益处。
Here, it tells us something very profound about true love.
这里讲到给我们听，关于爱一些很重要的方面。
Every human has his own way, desires, and will.
每一个人呢都有自己的主意啊，意见啊。
Every human has his own feelings.
每一个人都有自己的感觉。
But love means the person deliberately lay aside what he wants.
但爱呢的意思就是，这个人刻意的摆低自己的兴趣，自己的意思。
Jesus our Lord called this self-denial.
主耶稣就叫这种叫做否己。
And the Bible continues to say, it is not provoked, does not take into account a wrong suffered.
跟着那句就是，爱是不轻易发怒，不计算人的恶。
The word not provoked can also mean the person is not touchy.
不轻易发怒呢，意思就是这个人呢是不是很神经过敏，不会过敏的。
And the next says, love does not conjure up evil or store up grievances.
跟住一句咧，不计人的恶嘅意思咧，就系话呢个人咧唔去想起别人嘅恶，唔去计较别人嘅恶，又唔去累积怨恨。
One of my weaknesses is precisely here.
我其中一个弱点咧就系呢一度。
And God is still working on me to change me, to beautify me.
而神呢是继续在改变我，令我更加美丽。
From childhood, I tend to think about the bad things about people.
自小的时候，我都会很容易就想人的不好的一面。
I find it very hard to forget the wrongs that people do to me.
别人对我做错了什么事，对不起我的事，我发觉我是很难忘记的。
So I am very poor in love.
所以其实我是很缺乏爱。
Now next, in verse 6, the Bible says,
第六節呢，就聖經又繼續講，
Love does not rejoice in unrighteousness.
愛就是不喜歡不義。
It means love does not gloat over things that are wrong.
意思呢，愛呢，就是見到一些錯事呢，它不會當看不到。
Love does not laugh over what is wrong.
愛呢，就不是當你見到一些錯事的時候，你就笑埋一份，觉得好得意，好好玩咁样。
No, but love rejoices with the truth.
而咧，爱咧系只喜欢真理。
Verse 7.
第七节。
True love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things.
真爱系凡事包容，凡事相信，凡事盼望，凡事忍耐。
Four terms are used here.
在这里提到四方面。
The first item emphasizes putting up under difficulties.
第一个字眼形容词就是说凡事包容。
When the times are not difficult, where is the need to put up with?
假如不是在艰难时期，你有什么需要包容呢？
The fourth and final item sums up the four.
而最後嗰項咧，凡事忍耐咧，係總括曬呢四項。
So you can say true love is characterized by endurance.
所以你可以講到咧，真愛嘅特點就係忍耐。
In verse 8, beginning of verse 8, sums up the whole thing, that love never fails.
而第八節嘅第一句咧，愛是永不止息。
While feelings can be changing, true love never ends.
當一個人嘅感情啊，中唔中意咧，係可以變嘅時候，但係真愛咧係唔會止息嘅。
In summary, then, love is bearing up when times are hard.
總結嚟講咧，愛真愛咧就係喺困難嘅時期，佢係會包容。
Remaining patient and kind in action.
佢會繼續忍耐啦，同埋恩慈。
Trying hard to keep on believing, hoping, enduring.
盡力嘅盼望啦，去忍耐啦。
Love is not feeling.
愛唔係純粹一啲嘅感覺。
Love often goes against natural feeling.
其實往往愛咧係同感覺係會相反添嘅。
For this reason, true love is not natural.
因此咧，真愛咧唔係自然會有的。
Love is not liking.
愛唔係中意。
Love is sacrifice.
愛係犧牲。
When we practice true love, we will find love is meaningful.
當我哋真係去實踐真嘅愛嘅時候咧，我哋發覺愛係好有意思嘅。
When was the last time you forgave someone?
大家試下回想，上一次你饒恕別人嘅時候係幾時咧
？When was the last time you endure a wrong done to you？
上一次人哋得罪你咧，你幾時係記起
？Do you not remember when you do that? There is a profound sense of meaningfulness。
當你能夠饒恕一個得罪你嘅人嘅時候，你記唔記得你係裏邊咧有一種你覺得好有意思嘅
？You feel。You're doing good and doing right.
你係感覺到你係做緊一啲對嘅嘢，好嘅嘢。
That action of love is profoundly satisfying.
呢種實行愛咧係好滿足，係非常滿足。
Now let's turn to the book of Romans, chapter 15.
我哋翻去羅馬書。
Chapter 15, verses 1 to 6.
羅馬書十五章一至六節。
I trouble Olive to read in Chinese, please.
我们坚固的人应该担待不坚固人的软弱，不求自己的喜悦。我们各人务要叫邻舍喜悦，使他得益处，建立德行。因为基督也不求自己的喜悦，如经上所记：辱骂你人的辱骂，都落在我身上。从前所写的圣经都是为教训我们写的，叫我们因圣经所生的忍耐和安慰可以得着盼望。但愿赐忍耐安慰的神，叫你们彼此同心，效法基督耶稣，一心一口荣耀神，我们主耶稣基督的父。
True love has to do with bearing the weaknesses and failings of others.
真嘅愛咧，係包括咗去擔待不堅固人嘅軟弱。
And verse 2 says the purpose of doing that is to benefit him。
咁樣做嘅目的係要叫到對方有益處。
But I'd like to make 3 observations quickly。
咁我希望快快咧點出三個觀察。
In the end of verse 4, we see the word hope。
喺第四節嘅最尾咧，我哋見到盼望呢兩個字。
That means when we learn to practice true love, there will be hope.
即係話咧，當我哋去實踐真愛嘅時候咧，就會有盼望。
Verse 5 tells us the reason why we will have hope is that God Yahweh Himself will give us endurance and encouragement.
哦，點解我哋會有盼望咧？原因咧，第五節話俾我哋聽，就係Yahweh神咧，佢會俾我哋忍耐同埋安慰。
Now you understand why 1 Corinthians 13 says love believes all things and hope all things.
而家我哋知道點解哥林多前書十三章講到咧，愛就係凡事相信，凡事盼望。
The hope is not an empty hope.
呢種盼望唔係 空洞的。
Because Yahweh himself will give us his hope.
因为 Yahweh 神他自己会赐给我们盼望。
But Yahweh gives hope only to those who practice love.
但是 Yahweh 神只是将盼望赐给一些执行真爱的人。
I said I'll make three observations.
那我说会点出三个观察。
The first is that there will be hope for those who practice love.
第一个观察就是实践真爱的人就会有盼望。
Secondly, because God will give us hope.
第二呢就是Yahweh神会给我们盼望。
And final observation, the result is that there will be harmony and joy.
而最后一点呢就是结果彼此之间会有和谐。
The people who learn love together, they will glorify God in one voice.
但那些大家一起去学习行爱的人呢，他们会同心地去荣耀神。
There is nothing better on earth to join a community where there is harmony among people.
在这个世界上呢，没有一样东西是比得上呢，一班人去同心地和谐地去荣耀神。
When you join them, you feel they are harmonious.
你参与其中的时候，你就会感觉到他们之间同心。
They are harmonious because they all love God and want to follow His way.
他们同心和谐是因为他们有同一个心志，想去跟从神，
同一个道路。It's time for me to conclude.
咁我时间到了。
After you've heard all this,
你听完这段话之后，
surely love is hard to find.
爱呢，的确是很难寻的。
Because love.It's very hard to do.
因为爱是很难实行的。
To learn love, to learn to love, is a goal of life for all humans.
要学习去爱呢，是我们人类的一生的目标。
It will take us, take you and me a lifetime to learn true love.
要学到真爱呢，是需要你同我一生穷一生去学。
To experience wrong love doesn't take an effort.
要经验到不是真的爱呢，错的那种爱呢，是很容易的。
But that is disappointing and elusive.
但这种爱往往都是错觉，是会伤害的。
The Bible tells us God is love.
圣经就告诉我们呢，神是爱。
Although we can't see God, we see how God is love in the man Jesus.
虽然我们眼见不到神，但我们从人子耶稣身上呢，可以见到神的体。
That's why a few months ago,
所以呢，是几个月前，
from another portion of scripture,
在圣经的另一处，
that we learn a picture about God.
我们就看到神是如何呢？
That God is love, joy, peace.
就是神是爱、和平、喜乐，
patience, kindness,
忍耐、恩慈，
goodness,
良善，
faithfulness,
信实。
Steadiness,
穩定,
gentleness,
溫柔,
finally, self-control.
最後就是有節制。
I hope this lesson today will encourage you to pursue love.
我希望今次的堂道能夠鼓勵大家去追求真的愛。